Well, welcome back to the second half of the discussion of Martin Hagelin's radical atheism. It's a pleasure for me to take part in, however marginally, and especially to listen to these discussions of this remarkable book, which really does, which, as Alton Schieger has said, does propose an original and especially powerful reading of Derrida that I think will make its mark in the study of contemporary theory. It won't be possible to read Derrida in the same way again, I imagine and I hope. This afternoon we have three speakers. We'll have questions after. We'll leave time for questions after each of the papers this afternoon. This morning's splendid papers fit together so well it made sense to wait till the end to receive the cumulative effect of all three. But this afternoon we'll go one by one. Our first speaker is Henry Stoughton, who produced a pathbreaking book, Wittgenstein and Derrida, which brought out surprising affinities between these two very, very different writers, shall we say. He's gone on to write Nietzsche's Voice and Eros and Mourning. He's come back to the study of Derrida with an essay on deconstruction in the first issue of this new journal, Derrida Today. And I gather he's completing two books, Transvaluation of Values in the Victorian Novel and Art as Techne. Henry Stoughton is professor at the University of Washington in the departments of English, Comparative Literature, and Philosophy. Actually accepted as a philosopher. So, Henry, please.